Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club, Club 1080.
Dick Poop.
The hottest spot north of Milwaukee.
Talking to your doctor about your poop?
He has a tight little butt.
I'm thick around the top there.
He's not hard, Jason.
You guys talk for a living.
You're swallowing something that's uncomfortable to swallow.
Why are people afraid to swallow?
Give me my effing money!
Nip the tip.
Intense.
Can I just say again how much I love the drops?
Yeah, me too.
I just love them.
I think
they're fantastic.
They make the show.
In every way, I think they're fantastic.
Do you ever go about life?
I pitch tents in the trees and think in drops?
Yes.
All the time.
In fact, it's funny. I'll do it when I'm listening to you guys and you say something. I'll think, oh, you got to clip that before somebody says clip that. But the worst is when I'm like at work and I'm talking to somebody and they'll say something like... In my work, like I want to either say like that's what she said, or you got to clip that, and I can't because.
Right.
But I think it all the time. I blame you guys for that.
I have a problem where when I'm talking to people who don't listen to the show, I say drops expecting them to think it's funny.
Right.
And they look at me like, what?
And
I'm like, oh, it's a drop, and they're like, what?
You say like, what is the Texans doing?
Yeah.
Right.
And they're like, what? Are you an idiot?
Right. I use swinge all
what
the time.
What is the freaking Texans doing?
I do who's winning, what is occurring constantly.
Swinge. Yeah, who's winning, what is occurring.
Right. And nobody gets that. It's a thing. So So I feel like this is a safe zone.
The era has become.
Right. This is where the drops were born, and they're safe here, and I love it. I love being a part of it.
Okay, so you'll have to get 12 out of 16 correct here.
I'm a little nervous right now.
This will take a couple segments.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little nervous.
It is Music Thursday.
You know when you're at the stadium and they do the whole, they play the song and then you have to guess the year and the art? Like, I'm horrible at that.
Really?
I'm not good at that.
But you suggested this, leading us to believe that you would actually be good at this because you're a Sucanic. This is straight up Jason's alley, and most things that are straight up Jason's alley are straight up your alley.
Well, we'll see how. I'm a little nervous is all I'm saying. I'll give it my best shot.
So this is Music Thursday on Taco Tuesday, obscure 80s movie soundtrack songs. You must get 12 out of 16, and we're kicking you out of here. I'm going to give you the easy and first, and then we're gonna get into some of the harder stuff.
Now, what do I have to guess the movie?
Yes,
is that what we're doing?
All I need is the movie from you, and I will get. You don't need some of these are pretty obscure artists, and the name of the song. Who cares?
Okay.
We only know track numbers anymore, anyway, right?
Right.
Even that is like outdated. Was that outdated? It kind of is. Because it used to be you'd buy a CD and you're like, oh, number six is a great song.
Track six.
Now,
what is it now? What do they call it now?
Well, you go on Spotify and you just search the artist and put it on your playlist.
You don't even listen to the full album. You just like pick the songs you like.
Do you remember, Mike's not old enough, but Rob, you probably are. Do you like Spotify, like 10-year-old me couldn't have comprehended Spotify.
No, not at all.
Like I remember listening to the radio. Like with my hand on the record button on the cassette tape.
That's right.
Waiting for them to play a song so that I could record it and hoping the DJ didn't talk over the beginning to the end so that I could get it all.
100.
I could not have comprehended Spotify.
It's unbelievable. These kids. Okay, so we'll go easiest, end with some hard ones, or we'll see how you're doing. How about that?
Okay.
We may skip a few of these if you really suck. But this one you should get in a matter of seconds.
Now great. Underrated movie. Great scene. Nobody puts baby in the corner.
This is a good movie.
Yeah. This is. I have no problem with this.
Are we going to name the movie? Or
Dirty Dancing.
Thank you. Yes. One for one.
Jennifer nice Grey, underrated hot.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
And of course, Swayze,
it's
one of the most synonymous songs with the movie.
Right.
I mean,
and this is a great scene. This
I've
is
had
a
the
great
time of my
movie
life.
Scene.
Yeah. Okay.
This is Caddyshack.
Very good. Those are your easy ones. Now, I'm wondering if
Check
you know
me
these.
If I'm wrong, Sandy. If we kill all the golfers, you're going to lock us up and throw away the key.
I'm wondering if you know these from the movie or the actual soundtracks. Because a lot of when I did the research for this, a lot of it came from me having the tapes.
Sure.
Of these soundtracks, not actually from the movie.
From, you had the
like
soundtrack.
Remembering the scene in the movie.
Gotcha.
I feel like you're going to come at this from the movie scene.
Probably more from that angle, yes. Oh, this is an easy one.
Bum, bum.
This is a good one.
I love Huey Lewis, man.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't love Huey Lewis? Power of Love,
that's
Isaac Roth,
right.
is
that's
Curious
right.
Thing.
And it is in
As
what movie?
We go back to the
to
future.
The future. Very nice. 3 for 3. Very good. Okay. Is a
curious thing. There's nothing wrong with Huey Lewis. Make a one man
weep, nothing. Make man
sing. Zero. You know, and you're familiar with the movie. You know, in the beginning where Marty is trying out for the school dance and his band is playing.
Sure.
And that teacher on the bullhorn is like, I'm sorry, you're just too dang loud. That's Huey Lewis. Did you know that? Cameo in the movie.
No.
Yeah.
I'd have to go back and watch it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me step it up on you here.
Right.
Come on!
Come on, this is
Let's
right.
Go.
This is right in my wheelhouse.
Survivor.
Survivor is a great movie theme track soundtrack band.
Yeah, they are.
Yes. But this is the great. Speaking of the cheating Russians.
Yes.
In the Warrior's Code.
Yes, yes,
in the
yes,
Warrior's Code, yes, there's no surrender, Mike. Yes, yes, your body says stop. This is Rocky 4.
I feel like you could just quote the entire movie without quote saying the name and we'd all know what you're talking
if
about.
If I can change and yous can change, maybe we all can change.
4 for 4, John. Yeah, 4 for 4. You're doing great. You have some wiggle room here. This one I put on there because I thought you would know it from the movie because you and your brother recite every line from this movie.
Really?
This, of course, is REO Speedwagon.
Hold on.
Very obscure song. You don't know this.
I don't know this.
You should know this.
Do you know this, Mike?
Well, I mean, I know the list, so yes.
But well,
I don't think I could have
known this
movie. No, but I've only seen this movie like twice.
I quote this movie a lot?
All the time. You and your brother quote it all the time.
Because this isn't ringing a bell. And I like REO Speedwagon.
I do too.
What movie is it? I'll take the loss on this one.
Okay, you're taking the loss on this one. It's only your first loss. That's from Goonies.
At what point in Goonies?
I don't know.
He looked it up from the soundtrack. So.
I think this is exactly what you were talking about. I don't think this is in the movie. This may be on the soundtrack.
Okay.
Well, if it's on the soundtrack, it has to appear in the movie in some sense.
I don't know that that's
Michael,
true.
Michael, that is not true.
Is this like a credits song? Is it the end credits movie?
No, because that was Cyndi Lauper. I'm going to go on record saying, and look, this is within the bounds of the contest. That's a loss. I'm not disputing that.
Okay.
But.
That's controversial.
I do not believe that was in the movie.
We have our first to controversy.
Yeah.
Now, this one you should get, right? This is OMD. Every time I hear this, I think of this movie. You don't.
No. This is.
80s movies.
Yes. This is a John Hughes. This is either. 16 Candles?
Close.
Breakfast Club.
Close. Keep going. One more. The other one. Maybe it's not John Hughes.
Yeah. Oh, this is Pretty in Pink?
That is correct.
Okay, I got it.
Nice show. We'll give you that.
This is OMD.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's pretty in pink. If my wife is listening, she loves that movie. I'm not a huge fan of that movie. My wife loves that movie.
Okay, one more and then we got a break.
Okay.
How about a little Cheap Trick up in your ear? This is, again, obscure 80s movie soundtrack songs. This is Cheap Trick. So bad.
And yet so good. It's not ringing a bell either.
Let me see if I have the other one from this movie on here.
This amazes me because this is also a movie that you and your brother never stopped talking about.
See,
so it might be one that was only on the soundtrack.
Oh, wait. No. This is...
Yep.
Oh, you got it?
No.
The song is called Mighty Wings, if that helps you, which it should for the movie.
This is Over the Top?
No.
No?
No. Good guess. I mean, it has a little testosterone in it.
Yeah. No, I recognize this, and this is from a movie.
Wings.
Mighty Wings. Harold Faltermeyer.
This isn't Top Gun, is it?
Yes, it is. Nice job. Nice job.
That doesn't count, though, right? Or are we giving that to him?
Yeah, we'll give it to him.
You're very strict with Suk on this. Where John, you're like, whatever.
Hey, look,
I don't really work here. I'm having a tough day.
You can only miss four.
I missed one for sure, and we're questionable on one of them.
You have 6 out of 7.
Okay.
All right, we'll continue next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
Okay, if you're just tuning in, you have caught a very tense moment here on the show as John is in for Jason, and he is trying to get 12 out of 16 on obscure 80s movie soundtrack songs. A very good start, although we've been pretty lenient as judges. 6 out of 7 correct so far.
I appreciate that. And I'm still, people are saying the Goonies song is when he runs Brand off the road and he's in the car. I'm going to have to go back and... If it is, that's sneaky.
Pretty obscure.
Yeah, that is the definition of obscure. So kudos to you guys for putting that on there.
Now, there are 9 left. You must get 6 right to keep your job here at The Fan.
Which I don't really have, so I don't feel pressure for that. However, I am taking heat from my sister and wife on the text line right now for not knowing Top Gun sooner.
Really?
Apparently, I should have got that one in 1 second.
I was a little surprised you didn't.
Yeah,
me too.
Now, is your sister... very much a Sukanik in the sense that she also quotes movie lines with unbelievable accuracy?
Yes. Now, she's more of a, like, Seinfeld is her forte. She speaks fluent Seinfeld.
Okay.
But yes, she's very good. She has the same...
Fascinating.
Yeah, she has the same gift.
Now, I've got a couple easy ones here. I think you should get these.
Okay.
As we pick back up here. Of course, you know this. She's a maniac. You don't know what this is from?
Oh, absolutely.
Huh.
I'm just enjoying the music.
Biding your time.
I'm enjoying the music and building drama.
He's a radio pro. He knows how to build the drama.
Right? It would be a shame if you fail this game and you do not
this
ever come back.
Is Flashdance.
Yes, Flashdance. Irene Cara.
Irene Cara. Although this isn't Irene Cara singing this one.
Definitely not.
No.
Some guy named Michael Cimbello.
I think I knew that. Now, I will say this. The What a Feeling... from Flashdance?
Yes.
Tell me that comes on the radio and it doesn't do something for you. Like, that's a good song.
I can't say that, Mike, can you maybe pull it up and we'll just give it a test?
Yeah.
What am I pulling up?
What a Feeling.
Oh, okay.
Flashdance. The main one. The beginning of that, come on. Like, that's a good windows down, sunny weather. What's this?
Well, no, it's going to take him some time to get that sung. So this is continuing the game.
Oh.
Surely you've got this one.
Well, I threw this one out there earlier. This is, as my brother likes to say, one of the greatest love themes from any 80s movie. This is the love theme to the arm wrestling classic Over the Top.
That is correct. Kenny Loggins.
The great, which if you go the Mount Rushmore of movie soundtracks, Kenny Loggins is on it.
Sure.
And
Harold Faltermeyer's on it.
Harold Faltermeyer. And I just lost my train of thought. We had him earlier. Oh, Survivor is on there.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yes. Who's our fourth, though? Do we have a fourth? Holding out for a fourth?
Yeah.
Okay. Here you go. Let's put it to the test.
Come on. You're in right now. That's all you need to hear.
Well, I'm not moving yet.
You will.
It's also the first song in the soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. It's synonymous with that movie. I try to do a little more obscure.
Yeah, well, no, I know. I'm just saying this.
Yeah, this is
I agree.
It.
This would be too.
Yeah, when this gets going, you're right.
Right?
But right now, I'm bored.
Well, but it's building.
I'm waiting. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very patient.
And you should be, because it's coming.
Yeah. All I can see is her leggings.
Which is not, not too shabby. Jennifer Beals, I think is her, who that was?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here we go. We're picking it up here. Come on, Mike. Sing it with me.
This is good.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
Dance, Mike. Dance.
Here we go, Mike.
Yeah.
When I hear the music.
You're right. Confirmed.
Yeah.
100%.
Less obscure, but wait, yeah. Yeah.
Mike's even rocking up.
Yep.
And he likes metal.
Oh.
Okay.
Pedals down.
I feel like this is an easy one as well. A great 80s theme. Not even obscure. Come on, man. I feel like he's struggling on this, guys. I see it in his eyes. What? David Foster? Nothing?
Hold on.
John Parr?
You might have to give it a little second.
It's David Foster, but I'm giving you a hint.
Right.
That John Parr has a little something to do with this film as well.
Hold on.
Great. Saint
Elmo's Fire.
There you go.
Very nice.
You had to wait for that part.
I needed that part.
You did.
Yeah. The first 10 seconds didn't sound familiar to me.
Did you miss one in there? I'm not keeping a very good score.
No.
No, he is not. You've given him a couple, but these have been all hits.
Yeah. I think I missed one, but I think you're 9 out of 10. Okay. Now we're going to get harder.
Okay. Oh, this isn't hard.
That's
one.
Not hard?
No.
Oh, see, you're going to ace this then.
Yeah, no, this is all good.
Shalimar.
Right here.
D- Dancing right? in the Streets.
Right? We're just waiting for John Lithgow to show right. up and snatch the tape out of the tape player. Everybody cut foot loose.
Yes, very good. Very good. That was the first song on the B-side of that soundtrack,
See
the, Dancing
that
in the Streets.
I did not know that.
See, I know that from the more from the soundtrack than
sure,
the film.
Sure, sure.
Okay. Moving on. How about a little John Waite up in here?
People talking, and they're saying that you're leaving. So unhappy with the way that you've been living. Oh, we always wish for money.
Not ringing a bell.
We always
give me a sec.
Wish for fame.
Yeah, you might catch it.
We think we have the answers. Some things are ever gonna change.
Change!
It doesn't matter who you are. It's all the same.
Change!
What's it
no. You got nothing on this.
I got nothing on this one.
This is your second loss.
Okay.
This is Vision Quest.
Oh.
With, I could have used Madonna. Crazy for you. You
no,
would have
that.
No, that
would have been too easy.
Yeah.
No, that, I should have known that. Vision, okay. Good call. That one's on me. I'll wear that one.
You only have two more losses here. Now you should know that. This is easy. Yeah, let's go. You want to talk about getting going.
Take it.
Let's go.
Try to believe when the going gets tough that you're going to hang tough to make it.
History repeats itself.
Featured prominently on the Satanic Celebrity Christmas card a few years ago.
Oh, that's right.
Ralph Macchio.
The great. I had Macchio, Zabka, and the Martin Code. That
Billy Zabka, we interviewed him once, and he was fantastic.
Yes. I met him at a comic convention. Couldn't have been any cooler.
Yeah, cool dude.
Could not have been any cooler. Yeah, that is the great Karate Kid.
Okay. So now we've got you 11 out of 13. You're doing great.
Feeling okay.
You only need to get one more. Let me see if this one will get
to
you
to keep
here.
A job that I don't really have.
Again, I remember this from the album.
Okay, no, I hold on.
Woo-hoo. The Pointer Sisters,
right?
The great
Beverly Hills Cop.
Pointer Sisters, very nice, very nice, John.
I played.
You have done it.
I played football with a guy at Washington State. Whose aunt was one of the Pointer Sisters.
Really?
Yeah.
They were great. They were underrated.
Underrated. Yes.
Okay, I've got a couple more for you here just for the hell of it.
Do it.
You know this, right? Georgia Satellites. Think Behind a Bar.
Oh, is this Cocktail?
Cocktail.
Okay. I thought... what's the... Oh, I thought Roadhouse at first with Swayze, but no, that's Cocktail.
Yeah, that's him doing his little bits behind the bar.
Yeah.
I think that's all
the
I got.
The great Elizabeth Shue, by
no,
the way.
You've got a...
Did I miss one?
You've got one more. The
right
one
here.
Right above it.
Yeah. Obscure 80s movie soundtrack songs is the game, folks. This is Mystique. Tense.
Gonna need some lyrics here.
No matter what you think you pull, you'll find it's not enough. No matter who you think you
this
know,
feels like a Swayze.
It kind of does, doesn't it?
I would argue this is the hardest one you put on.
Faster on the draw.
No matter where you hide. Okay, no, hold on. I know this.
You. Here we go. You're gonna get to the chorus and you're gonna get it. What vocals?
I will know. This is familiar. I will know this, but I cannot place it.
Hold on. Well, let's get to the chorus.
Live it up, it's now. No matter what you do, I'm going to take you down.
Here we go.
Shake down, break down, take down. Everybody wants to do the crowd and burden. Shake down, take down. You're busted.
What is this from?
Let's go! You lose the game if you don't get this.
No, I should lose the game for not getting this.
You're busted!
I mean, that right there.
Yeah.
Just literally those lines.
You're busted.
You're busted.
You've already named this movie, except this is the second one.
I have?
Yeah.
Beverly Hills Cop?
That is correct.
Wow, you threw me with the double play.
Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Oh.
All right. I have another game, but I don't know if we're going to have time.
Well, we got time. You got 2 seconds left.
We'll see. We have 2 seconds left?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, because we're not doing John tonight.
What? That's what she said.
We're kicking you out at 6:45.
Hello.
Here's Mike.
Heather's listening, and she's like, yep. Make a one man weep, make another man sing. Change your heart to a little white dove. More than a feeling. Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I love Scott. Scott is Scott.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
Okay, well, our game has stirred up controversy, which it usually does.
I love it.
So, I love that your entire family listened in. One person's very upset. Well, actually, two people are very upset,
but for completely different reasons.
Right? You've riled up the Secanics.
Yeah, we've got this. And usually that's your brother that does such a good job of that.
Completely.
It's amazing.
I know.
So your dad tuned in for sports.
Yeah.
And he doesn't understand why we were doing that.
I mean, he tuned in after six. He should probably know better.
My dad has chimed in angry in a stunning maneuver. He's an angry old white man. He is upset that we are not talking sports. Instead, we are playing Name That Tune. And in his words, who cares if you know what song that is? You guys are too good talking sports to do this other stuff.
Jesus.
Wow.
Right?
Okay, and then your sister's mad at us.
My sister's mad for completely other reasons.
She's a Goonies freak?
Total Goonies nerd. Completely.
And what is her complaint?
She is upset, and upset's the wrong word, but she is also with me that we don't think that song was in the movie. Now, I know in the parameters of the contest, it was on the soundtrack. It counts. That's a loss. But my sister is taking my road in that it wasn't in the movie. One of the texters has said that it's the song when Troy, who's the bad guy, pulls up in the car and Brandon's riding on his little bike. Okay. And then he runs him off the road. One of the texters is claiming that that's the song playing on Troy's car radio for a few seconds.
And she says it's not.
She's not debating it. She's going to go find the movie and do the research.
Okay.
Because she wants to see if that's where it is.
Now, she does know that the game was obscure 80s movie soundtrack songs. That song is on the Goonies soundtrack.
I believe she's taking exception to the fact that a texter said it was in the movie.
Oh, yes. Okay.
She's claiming it's not in the movie.
It's not in the movie, but she doesn't care that we had it in the game.
She is not disputing.
She is mad at Mr. 503
Correct.
Texter.
Correct. She is not disputing the validity of its inclusion in the game.
You should see all the fake news stuff that texters text us.
Right? It could be totally
They're
fake.
Never right.
I don't know. But she's checking.
Okay, I have an offer for you.
Okay.
This is unprecedented in the history of radio.
Okay. Ever.
Ever.
Okay.
Hence, unprecedented.
More unprecedented than letting the brother of your co-host just come in and do this for no other reason? That's also kind of unprecedented.
I am going to extend you an invite.
Okay.
To tomorrow's Club 1080.
Oh, boy.
If you can make it.
Okay.
Because Mike and I have holstered another Music Thursday. This one titled Music Thursday on Wednesday, Melancholy de Morissette. Vagina edition.
Wow.
So if you would like to take a stab at that, tomorrow at 6 p.m., you can sit right in that chair and you can take a stab at these.
I'll see what I can
do. Otherwise, we'll leave it for Souk when he returns.
We can hold it for Jason.
Okay.
But, you know, I feel like what we've put together is going to be pretty difficult. But if anybody can handle it, it would be a Soukanic.
Right. All right.
So it's
I'm intrigued.
It's based off of songs that all sound alike. That's how this whole bit started.
Sure.
It's songs that all sound alike. And we've done, what did we do? We did Third Eye Blind edition.
Right.
You did melancholy 90s music.
90s music.
Third Eye Blind. And then you did melancholy 90s music, slightly edgier.
Slightly edgier. That's right. That's right.
And now obscure.
Now we're moving on to the female the vagina edition.
So Morissette Melancholy Vagina Edition.
Yeah, so think Alanis Morissette and all that crap.
and all that crap.
So let's see how. So you don't have to be here. Maybe your schedule won't allow it. But tomorrow at 6 p.m., that game, we will hold it for you. It is reserved. You have a spot at this table tomorrow.
All right. I appreciate that. I think I might have to make that.
So get back to us. All right. I guess we'll wrap it up with John.
Hey. You can call my dad. He wouldn't answer.
Let's not.
Yeah, he's not happy. I love you, Dad. Sorry. Sorry you don't like me playing Name That Tune. I apologize. You missed it earlier when I broke down the Kendall Graveman trade for 40 minutes.
True. Yeah. It is entirely my fault. So please pin it on me the next time you see him and tell him that I don't care what he thinks.
I think he knows.
It is 6:50 on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter,
Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nobody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
Hello?
Big Bad John.
John, can you read me?
I'm here.
Hey.
Hey. Good show today.
In studio.
That other idiot you had with you was pretty good.
Yeah. The fans are requesting if you come in tomorrow for... Melancholy de Morissette Vagina Edition.
Vagina Edition, yes.
Bring your sister.
The rare Stacy.
It's
appearance?
Never happened. She's never been on.
Heather's been on.
Heather's been on, your wife.
My sister.
Dad has been on.
My dad, yes.
We have never heard from your mom.
We haven't had Mooley on?
No.
I don't think so. We have to make that work.
We've had my dad, my wife, my kid.
My sister's like Batman. She operates in the shadows.
I know she does.
And you don't really know she's there until you meet her.
I know. I had to throw it out that maybe, you know, she's welcome to. Let's put it this way. If you come tomorrow and she shows up, there is a microphone for
her. Okay. I will pass that on to her. Stace, if you're still listening, they want you to come in.
And it's the Morissette. I mean, she may be good at that. You know, that may be right up her alley in the 90s. Also, she did her homework. That song by REO Speedwagon is not in Goonies.
Correct.
It is only on the soundtrack.
She queued up the movie and tried to fact check some of the listeners. It is not in the movie. It is only on the soundtrack. Excellent play by you putting it in the contest.
All right. Thank you for filling in.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it, you guys. Seriously, it's a blast. Thank you for having me. It was a good time.
We love you. We love your hot body. We hope to see you tomorrow. The invite stands. Mike and Ike, tomorrow at 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.